I'm Harriet Jones for WNPR News. Foxwoods is unveiling its newly revamped retail concourse, the first of two big retail projects the gaming giant has in progress. There's been a collection of stores here beside the Great Cedar Hotel at Foxwoods since the early 1990s, a mini mall that was originally built to mimic a quaint New England village. 3 years ago, management decided it was time for a new look.
So what we wanted to do was really maximize the vista here with the windows on the concourse.
That's Annette Dubois, who's in charge of retail for the gaming giant. She says they've gone for a much more modern look in the $15 million facelift.
And so we have floor-to-ceiling glass facades in the stores instead of the little house fronts that used to be there.
It's not only the style that's changed. The previous 12 stores have been pared down to 9, and there are new names. Activa Kicks will be the first athletic shoe store at Foxwoods.
It was the number one request from guests on property as they wanted to buy sneakers. Now, a property of this size, more than 7 million square feet, you can understand why someone would want to buy sneakers, because it's a mile from one end to the other if you're walking through the casino.
And once you've worked off some calories, you can put them right back on.
And then next to that is Sugar Rush, which is our new candy store. And we'll walk in there. I'll show you the 4-foot rock candy chandelier.
Yes, she said 4-foot rock candy chandelier.
Wow, isn't that fun?
In the middle of the concourse is the food court, where you can drink Starbucks, eat a lobster roll, or buy a slice of Regina's pizza. Food and beverage manager Jens Bacher says the Boston chain was chosen from among 25 New England pizza legends.
And the executive chef and I went there, tasted them all. In Surrey, Connecticut, it was not modern A Pizza or Pepe's. We felt that the pie dough of the Regina's was the best.
Bacher says in making those tricky decisions about what stores and restaurants to partner with, Foxwoods can now also turn to social media.
I mean, nowadays how it works is saying, hey, and you send it out to Facebook, what would be, you know, your new favorite restaurant? What would you like to envision? It could be within 2 hours we have 1,000 responses.
But why are stores worth so much planning and effort at what's primarily a gaming destination? Bacher says retail is no longer just a fun extra at a place like Foxwoods.
The casino industry has gone through a fundamental shift over the last 10 years.
It's been deeply challenged by the loss of people's disposable income in the recession, and it's also suddenly become a whole lot more competitive out there, with New York and Rhode Island adding venues. That means Foxwoods has to give people a reason to drive an extra couple of hours from out of state. Bacher says experiences like golf, fine dining and shopping can make the difference.
Those are things that create emotion, create an intent to return or to stay longer, and it becomes more and more important strategically to be able to offer that and tell our guests that, you know what, even if you're not planning on gambling today or ever, there's still so many different things that you can do.
Annette Dubois says in hospitality and gaming, standing still isn't an option.
It's not a static industry. It's constantly, you've got to stay on top of what's out there because your guests' expectations drive every single decision you make. And if someone else out there has a newer product or the latest and greatest restaurant, then you're continually trying to play catch-up.
After today's grand reopening of the concourse, the casino giant is betting even bigger on retail for the future. Still under construction is a new $115 million 300,000 square foot outlet mall, which will debut at Foxwoods next May. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.